next on the 5 o'clock report.
Sirens mark the start of a Juneteenth parade.
Breaking bread together.
Hillsboro feels like 117 degrees.
I had a window open and the air was just like it was just coming in.
You'll have some spare air. And
we couldn't afford this house today.
Do you still live in a teepee?
Now, let's go to the newsroom.
Good afternoon and welcome to the broadcast. I'm Family Life News anchor Sarah Harnish. Juneteenth celebrations are underway across America. We start with reporter Wendy Gillette.
Sirens sounded in Hollywood, Florida to mark the start of a Juneteenth parade. There were traditional marching bands and the untraditional. Hundreds braved the heat in Fort Worth, Texas for a freedom march. And a rainstorm in Knoxville, Tennessee couldn't stop a festive parade. All of the events to mark the day in 1865 when the last enslaved Americans were freed.
Across the Family Life listening area, cities are celebrating: Buffalo, Rochester, and East Stroudsburg, Pennsylvania.
Everyone comes out and meets their neighbors, people that you might see in a supermarket on a regular day. And you don't even smile or say hello, but at a festival, people tend to become more friendly. They're talking, they're socializing. We have food vendors where people are sitting down, talking, breaking bread together.
The holiday commemorates June 19th, 1865, the day slaves were freed in Texas, the last Confederate state to do so. It is not the day to take a vacation in Texas. Texans are cranking the AC.
Cleburne feels like 116. Hillsboro feels like 117 degrees right now. This is excessive heat.
The state breaking heat records left and right. Last night, tornadoes tore through Texas and Mississippi and Oklahoma. Alabama had 6 tornadoes in one night. Cleanup is underway. In Mississippi alone, one person was killed and 24 people injured. This man lived through that tornado.
I had a window open and the air was just like it was just coming in. I shut the window and I just ran up into the bathroom and jumped into the tub.
The weather will be better tonight, but hot. The Coast Guard is searching the Atlantic Ocean right now for a submersible that takes people to see the wreckage of the Titanic. Here's retired British Navy Admiral Chris Perry.
You'll have some spare air and some in compressed bottles and things like that, which will enable it to do an emergency surfacing and also keep the occupants alive for some time. But it'll only last for so long. And the longer this goes on, of course, the more at risk the people inside that submersible are.
That sub holds 5 people. No word on how many were aboard. They lost contact late last night. One seat on that thing will run you $250,000 to see Titanic. A Florida judge has imposed tough rules for the handling of evidence in the federal criminal prosecution of former President Donald Trump. It means that Trump won't be able to share or post some of the materials in his case. President Biden is continuing his travels as he tries to convince Americans that he deserves a second term. He's in Palo Alto, California today, touting a $575 million climate change bill. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says the U.S. has no illusions about the challenges of managing its relationship with China. He spoke briefly after meeting with the Chinese president this morning. That hasn't happened since 2018.
Progress is hard. It takes time.
While Secretary Blinken said they both agree on the need to stabilize the relationship, China did not agree to move forward with reestablishing military-to-military communications.
I think that's an issue that we have to keep working on. It is very important that we restore those channels.
The two sides agreed to continue to talk, but differences remain on key issues from trade to Taiwan.
Now to Europe, Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky says that his forces have not lost any positions in their counteroffensive against Russian troops.
The country is winning ground slowly, but painfully, fought for by men like Yevgeny.
What has this war been like for your children?
They're worried, he tells me.
What do you hope the future is like for your children?
Peace and freedom, he says.
Is that why you fight?
Yes.
And tens of thousands of people in New York and Pennsylvania are having a hard time selling their home. It's not because there aren't buyers. It's because interest rates have doubled in 3 years and they can't afford to buy a home to replace the one that they have. This woman and her husband live in 1,000 square feet with their family. She's hoping to buy, but can't.
4 to 5 bedrooms with a finished basement. That would be our ideal home. I would want more space.
With mortgage rates hovering just under 7%, a rate double their current rate. They can't afford it. Even if they purchased their current home, they would pay $500 more a month because of interest.
We couldn't afford this house today.
With that 6-7% interest rate.
Yeah.
Because they can't buy something new, they aren't selling. And it puts them among the homeowners trapped in low mortgage rates, keeping the housing inventory near record lows. This man has been checking home hunting apps up to 10 times a day he's trying to buy.
It's very frustrating. Very frustrating. You get your hopes up for those houses and you envision yourself in those houses and then it falls through.
According to the National Association of Realtors, the market is short 300,000 homes that are affordable to middle-income buyers. Lower inflation and a stronger economy will knock those rates down, but that isn't happening this year, investors say. Still to come on the 5 o'clock report, flags at a half staff in Pennsylvania, more air quality alerts, and better put your garbage can out correctly in Syracuse. They mean business. Let's check in with our man in the know for your weekday weather.
Here is your Family Life regional weather forecast. Some seasonable, reasonable, summer-like weather is ahead. They say summer-like because it's not officially summer yet. That'll change on Wednesday morning with the solstice. But partly cloudy, starlit skies tonight, although an isolated shower or a thunder shower cannot be ruled out. Low temps, mid-50s to low 60s. On your Tuesday, some sunshine with an isolated shower or a thunder shower. High temperatures, upper 70s to the middle 80s. On Wednesday, fair amount of sunshine and warm, a little hazy, and a high temperature of 77 to 82.
Thank you, Kevin. Checking the stories, making news where you live across New York and Pennsylvania. Flags are flying at half staff across Pennsylvania after the weekend death of a state trooper. Police say it happened Saturday afternoon at Troop G's Lewistown Station in Juniata County when 38-year-old Brandon Stein arrived armed with a rifle and opened fire. Pennsylvania State Police Commissioner Chris Paris says the slain officer, 29-year-old Jacques Russo, was approaching his third anniversary as a trooper later this month.
Our hearts and prayers are with these brave troopers and their families. Their dedication and service to the Commonwealth and its residents will always be remembered.
A second trooper, 45-year-old Lieutenant James Wagner, is currently listed in critical condition at Hershey Hospital. Officials say Stein was armed with a large caliber rifle that could penetrate any body armor that troopers are equipped with. Residents in Mifflin Town banded together yesterday to pray for the state troopers.
We're just a huge family. In Juniata County, we have 24,000 people, but we are all one big family.
The shooter was killed after an exchange of gunfire with police. No word on a motive for that attack. Senator Chuck Schumer just introduced the Onshore Act to bring jobs back to New York. Family Life's Greg Gillespie has this story.
Schumer sent us a press release this afternoon saying the bill has already been proposed and would be supported by both Democrats and Republicans. Old empty manufacturing sites like the Bethlehem Steel location in western New York could be outfitted so companies could affordably produce products in the Empire State. They would pair empty warehouse buildings with a $100 million per year fund to prep the sites, pay for workforce development, and lower the cost of distributing goods. The goal is to draw companies back to the Empire State. Opponents say empty buildings and five-year grants won't do it. That taxes on businesses need to be cut. Greg Gillespie, Family Life News.
Air quality alerts are up for southwest and southeastern Pennsylvania today as Canadian wildfire smoke continues to make its presence known. As the Pennsylvania Department of Environmental Protection issued a Code Orange Air Quality Action Day for ozone in multiple counties across the Commonwealth. This is a combination of the smoke and summer-like temperatures generating an excessive amount of ozone, which can make breathing difficult for some. Many proposed laws on cannabis didn't make it through the New York legislature this year. There was a plan to change the way the state taxes medical marijuana and a bill that would charge marijuana distributors a potency tax based on the level of THC in a product. Neither made it to the floor for a vote. Lobbyists are regrouping and say they'll push hard for both bills when lawmakers reconvene. There was an Indian powwow on Father's Day at the Sullivan County Fairgrounds in Forksville, Pennsylvania.
Here we go! Hey! Hey!
Matthew White Eagle has been a dancer his entire life.
It's a part of who I am. It's in my blood. As soon as I hear the music playing in the background, my feet are tapping to the beat.
They were showing Native Indian dances that happen on Pennsylvania soil hundreds of years ago and that still happen on reservations today.
Our powwows is to break the stereotypical things that people see, so people have a better understanding on Native people, that we're exactly like everybody else.
At the end of the dance, they invited everyone watching to join in to understand Native American culture.
We went to school with a bunch of non-natives, and I was picked on and bullied, and I feel like if people knew more, they wouldn't have been so hostile.
Do you still live in a teepee? It broke my heart. She still believed that we lived that way. And I'm like, no, I live in a regular home like everybody else.
The dance has happened at the Sullivan County Fairgrounds. In honor of Juneteenth, our own Greg Gillespie sat down today with two leaders of a New York African American Heritage Center. Let's listen in.
Many Juneteenth observances happened over the weekend, but here on this Monday, we get perspectives on the importance of the anniversary of the emancipation of Southern slaves. We talk with Kiara Santiago and Saladin Allah of the Underground Railroad Heritage Center in Buffalo.
It's been given an entirely different meaning as opposed to what it was established for. It was established for the celebration of the emancipation of enslaved people. And a lot of times people have changed that narrative to be something that would be a little bit more palatable for the masses of people, instead of focusing on the fact that we're talking about our own citizenry that were denied freedom for 2.5 years after the Emancipation Proclamation. And I think it's important to focus on that narrative that we're talking about enslaved people of African descent who finally were able to gain their freedom.
For Kiara Santiago, what is the significance for you? Some people have described this as a second Independence Day.
Individuals definitely refer to Juneteenth as the second Independence Day here within the United States. And I can definitely see that. But something that I do think that's worth pointing out is that for white individuals and BIPOC individuals, we have two separate Independence Days.
And for Saladin Allah, what is the significance in our time, in our era, of the Juneteenth?
Celebrating this event in history is also important because we have a growing movement in this country which is striving to erase the stories of Black and Brown, Indigenous people, people of color, in this country and the contributions that we've made.
Leaders at the Niagara Falls Underground Railroad Center speaking this afternoon with Family Life's Greg Gillespie. And Garbage Day is about to get serious in the city of Syracuse. The city is fining people starting today for putting their trash out incorrectly. This after new trash cans went out to 6,800 people 2 weeks ago. Today, the warning period of how to use those new cans is over. And if you walked down the street, you saw doors peppered with yellow violation tickets.
We had a warning like inside of the trash can, like it was hanging outside of it, and it was saying like what time we had to have the trash cans out, like around like 6 o'clock, and we had to make sure the trash cans was clean.
You could face up to a $350 fine if the trash is out too early, left too late, overflowing, or the bin is dirty in Syracuse. Markets are closed today for the Juneteenth holiday. Our market report is brought to you daily by Ambassador Advisors, a Christian financial planning firm helping faithful stewards do more. Find out more at ambassadoradvisors.com.
Sometimes it's wise to wait. Hi, I'm Rob West with a Faith and Finance Minute. Today, advice for newly minted high school graduates and their parents. This isn't meant to be one size fits all, so ignore it if it doesn't seem to fit your situation. The advice is, don't rush off to college. Instead, take a gap year. Doing so has three upsides. First, taking a year to work and earn money will offset some of the cost of college. Second, working will help you gain life skills, such as perseverance, that can help you succeed in college. And third, a gap year gives you more time to consider where to go to school and what to major in. If you feel like college is rushing at you too fast, it might be a good idea to take a time out. Discover the best Christian financial articles, podcasts, and videos by visiting our website, faithfi.com, or by downloading FaithFi, Faith and Finance from your app store.
Coming up on the 5 o'clock report, the autistic man that just beat the world record for solving a Rubik's Cube. We have his story after one final check of weather.
I'm Kevin Williams, and here is your Family Life regional weather forecast. Summer arrives officially on Wednesday when the solstice occurs, and it's going to feel a little summery this week. Nothing excessive, but certainly warmer than it was last week. Although there'll be a shower, thunder shower here and there, no widespread rains are due until week's end. The call for tonight, partly cloudy to clear, although a stray shower, thunder shower, especially across parts of the Twin Tiers region. Low temperatures ranging in the mid-50s to low 60s. For tomorrow, some sunshine. Watch for shower, thunderstorm in some spots. High temps, lower 80s, cooler near Lake Erie, Ontario. And a fair amount of sunshine Wednesday, a little hazy at times, and high temperatures in the upper 70s to the middle 80s.
Finally, at 5, a 21-year-old just set a new world record for the Rubik's Cube, 3.13 seconds. The room waited with bated breath this past weekend.
Yes!
The story gets even more special because Max Park is autistic. This is his father.
He had fine motor skill problems as a young kid with autism. When he was 7, 8, 9 years old, so he couldn't like hold pennies or he couldn't open up a water bottle. I mean, he couldn't do anything with his fingers. The cube itself was just something that was going to be an exercise.
Max also holds the world record for speed for the 4x4, 5x5, 6x6, and 7x7 Rubik's Cube. And that is the world that we live in for Monday, the 19th of June. I'm Sarah Harnish, and this is the 5 o'clock report on Family Life.